Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Lives of Courage podcast, where we explore the transformative power of courage and our emotions and the incredible impact that emotions have on our lives. I'm your host, Jessica Stong, and today we're going to delve into what I consider the fascinating realm of emotions. And really harnessing the power of our emotions to get clarity. I want to talk about how to understand and embrace our feelings so that we can find that profound personal growth and the ability to impact or affect positive change in our lives, in ourselves and others. So welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Okay, here's the deal. I have been going through a lot recently. And since I'm an Enneagram 7, as you guys have heard me say, I don't like to feel pain. I don't like to feel discomfort. I don't like to feel any of those, quote, negative emotions. Now, you're going to learn that emotions are neither negative or positive. All emotions matter. And when we decide to feel it so we can heal it, we're going to change our relationship with our world, ourselves, our truth. So we know that emotions are the driving force behind every action we take. They hold tremendous power, propelling us forward or holding us back. And the more that we explore and understand our emotions, the better equipped we become to harness that power and reshape our lives. So today I want to share with you a valuable tool that can help you gain clarity around your emotional experiences, around your feelings. So most of you know that in my teachings, I emphasize that our thoughts shape our emotions, right? I love cognitive behavioral therapy. And so every day we encounter a range of feelings. But have you ever stopped to consider why certain emotions arise within you and your response to those emotions? We know that understanding the underlying causes, our thoughts, our beliefs, the experience of our bodies, trauma, all of that is the key. That understanding is the key to recognizing the results that those emotions create in our lives. So I've discovered maybe the hard way, but really in this work. So, you know, I'm deeply influenced by Carl Jung and this thought that we need to feel our feelings instead of suppressing them. Well, I couldn't get past that. Like, yeah, I know that in theory, it's great for clients to do that. But in my life, I suppressed my emotions. But I know that that leads to eventual eruption. We see that in our lives, our partners' lives, our kids' lives, our bosses' lives. And maybe let's just let this be the main takeaway from today's episode. We've got to feel our emotions. We've got to allow them to be acknowledged and experienced. And it might feel uncomfortable. It will feel uncomfortable and even disorienting at first. But I want you to trust me that this is an essential step towards personal growth and empowerment. And, you know, it's interesting because so much of my experience is helping people learn to identify their emotions. But then, like, I want my kids to feel their emotions, but only when it feels safe or like feels acceptable for me or my husband. Like, you can feel this, but you can't feel that. And so I've really struggled with this. If I'm going to be honest, it's oftentimes I can accept this on a surface level or cognitive level for myself and for others, but like, how do we get that from our head to our heart? And I just want to thank my children for teaching me so much about feeling our feelings. And I said this, but I need to say that this again, that all our emotions don't need to be positive, cannot be positive. Well, our thoughts shape our feelings or our beliefs or our experiences. We cannot and should not thrive to be in a constant state of, quote, happiness. It's natural and necessary to experience the full range of emotions, including sadness and empathy and all the feelings, right? Emotions are not something to be feared or avoided. And I'm saying this to myself. I believe that they are like, we can see them as vibrations in our bodies. We can see them as experiences to be embraced. So here's another thing I want you to remember. Emotions are not the problem. And I feel like whether you are Christian or agnostic, we have decided that emotions, there's only certain emotions, or we want to get out of our emotions. And when we acknowledge that we are the creators of our feelings, we gain the power to navigate through them consciously. So we don't have to analyze every thought or emotion, but we can choose to explore and influence certain feelings when we have a desire to create a particular outcome, a particular experience. You know, it's like learning how to just be in the world. And Theo loves stories of Karens, and I don't know how he got into this, and let's just not get into that, but we were at a theme park, and he said, "Mom, I just saw my first Karen in real life, and it was a lady having a meltdown about her child potentially not being able to ride a ride because she wasn't tall enough." And we've all been there. So how do we experience our feelings, but not let those feelings spill out and harm others? So, okay, let's think about this. I want to get into the tear process that our thoughts and emotions create, our actions and our results. And we can intentionally use this, but let's not get into that today, as I already tell you about it. I want to instead just know that that is an upcoming podcast. You've heard me talk about it before. Really, it's the cognitive behavioral triad, thoughts, emotions, responses, behaviors, but I've just flipped it vertically so you can see it in a different way. My brain doesn't think in like three dimensions, so I just listed out. But okay, let's explore what happens when emotions arrive. Okay, this is my favorite thing to talk about, and something that I notice in my own self, in my own body often. So our first option when emotions come up is we can resist the emotion, we resist the emotion out of fear of the experience of what it might bring up for us, that we might be unable to feel the feelings and we might be crushed under the weight of them. And many of us were taught to suppress our feelings, to push them away. And we know this. I mean, this is the way that we are taught to deal with our bodies, the way that we are taught to deal with our feelings. Like, don't feel it. Don't do it. What fear? What anger? I don't have anger at my spouse. Secondly, our second option when emotions arrive is that we can react to those emotions. That feeling, my favorite is angry cleaning. Feeling anger doesn't mean that we have to act angrily. We can experience emotions like sadness or overwhelm without allowing them to dictate how we express them or dictate our actions for that matter. So we can overreact. I'm upset that my family is not helping me clean the house. And so I'm going to overreact to that emotion by angrily cleaning and letting everybody else know that I'm upset. Now, I could say it instead of, and we're going to talk about I feel statements at some point and healthy communication. It's actually harder than it sounds, right? Like I've heard people say, well, yeah, I know about that. I'm like, but have you used it with your child who is hurting? It is deeply difficult. So we can overreact to our emotions. I'm particularly experienced, and I would say successful in this, or I'm a professional at this. No, I'm a professional at the third option we have when feelings arrive. And it is we distract ourselves. Okay, so over shopping, overindulging in various forms of escapism, eating, drinking, think about it, phone use, excessive TV use, whatever you do to escape from that emotion, to temporarily divert our attention, we know that true growth lies in confronting our emotions head on, which is finally the fourth option, is just to feel it. And this is where a skilled therapist, a skilled coach can help guide you in fully embracing and being present to your emotions. Feeling our emotions is a skill that we often need to learn or relearn or learn for the 180th time. And because someone is trained in this does not mean that they get it right every time or that they remember how to do this. And so I have created a 5-step process that is super simple to help you feel your feelings. Step one is to name or to describe the emotion. Be the observer and give your emotions a label to better understand and manage them. My favorite is the emotions wheel. I have it on a pillow thanks to a dear friend who showed me hers. I've got to have one. Step two is identify where the emotion is in your body. Emotions are sensations. Emotions become sensations. They're vibrations. I love Theo is like, I have worms in my stomach. It means butterflies in my tummy, buzzing in their chest, tingling in their throat. Kids are really good at describing these. Now, step three, and you're going to be like, this is ridiculous, but just trust me on this one. Because of what I'm doing, you assign a color to your emotion. This visual representation can aid in your connection with the feeling and help you process it more effectively. I'm also jumping to the right brain, but you don't need, that's for another podcast. Step four, take a moment to breathe into that emotion. You can breathe into it in the midst of the breakdown and chaos happening around you. You can go to a quiet space. I want you to do something, to breathe into it, to feel it, to fully experience the emotion without judgment or without experience. If we could just immediately feel that emotion, we're not resisting it, and it passes. What we don't understand is that if we allow the experience in our body and we don't tighten up or fight against it, it passes so quickly. Okay, finally, step five is to repeat some thoughts that serve you. This, I call these anchor thoughts, but it's like I can handle hard things. This is temporary. This emotion is temporary. What I'm feeling right now is going to pass. I love the SOS book, Help for Emotions. It's directed for teens, young adults. It's incredible for the messages that they recommend. By consciously redirecting our thoughts towards positive or affirming affirmations, we can actively shape our emotional experiences. And I want you to remember, if emotions serve as our internal compass, it's really informing us where we are, how we're feeling, guiding our actions, determining what we do or don't do. And they are intricately woven into our motivations and can propel us towards significant life changes. I think it is imperative that you delve deeper into the profound impact emotions have on our lives and harness their power to transform your daily reality. I just love this. And if you need like these steps written out, it's in the blog on our website, livesofcourage.com, that you can print it out, or I have some cute little graphics that I've used in the past to help people remember these. So here's the deal, my sweet, courageous friends. When we gain clarity about our emotional experiences, our patterns of dealing with our emotions, and our plan for leveraging our emotions to impact our actions, we unlock the potential to change our lives. I really mean that. So I want you to remember that you don't have to face this potentially arduous journey alone. Sometimes we need someone to walk beside us, providing us with the tools to unlock the joy, unlock the tools to help us find the resiliency, the grit, the courage that resides against us. So just know I'm here. If you need me to be that guide, and together we can navigate the path towards a more courageous and fulfilling life. Okay, I just want to say thank you. Thanks for joining me. If you found value in today's discussion, please be sure to subscribe to our email newsletter and stay tuned for more episodes. Remember, your emotions are not the problem, but a source of strength and transformation. I'm going to say that again, mostly for myself, that our emotions are not the problem. So until next time, have a great and courageous week and embrace those emotions, sweet friends. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.